USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Sunday, Iran's parliament speaker Mohammed Khilibaf said that a three-month monitoring agreement with the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so inspectors can no longer access nuclear sites. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 pandemic. The timeline disputes China's claim that the virus came from the wild. The United States will expand temporary protection against deportation for 18 months to Haitian citizens already in the United States, the DHS announced on Saturday. Temporary protection status, or TPS, shields migrants from designated nations from deportation and grants them work permits in the United States on the basis that it would be unsafe to return them to their home countries due to a crisis such as an armed conflict or a natural disaster. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Another governor is caught ignoring their pandemic guidelines. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Michigan's governor has issued an apology after being caught violating her own health orders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was photographed at an East Lansing bar, apparently violating her social distancing order. Whitmer apologized on Sunday, saying that because everyone in her group was vaccinated, she hadn't thought twice when two tables were pushed together to accommodate the growing group. Whitmer is one of several governors who have faced severe backlash over their COVID restrictions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson is in critical condition after sustaining a gunshot wound in an incident in South London. In a statement on the group's Facebook page, the party said the incident happened in the early hours of Sunday and followed numerous death threats. A Met police statement said there was nothing to suggest that it had been a targeted attack. Johnson is a prominent member of the TTIP, which has been described as Britain's first black-led political party. Sasha is a mother of three children. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1974. The David Frost President Nixon interview takes place where Nixon said the president is within his rights to order phone tapping and burglaries if it's in the interest of public safety. Years later, Sir David Frost on WNBC talked about what happened behind the scenes between Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and President Nixon.
They had to stay loyal to each other because they each had the goods on each other, obviously, in that sense. But they both did want to get the credit for the good stuff and try and somehow pass the bad stuff over to the other one, so that you had this funny situation of that with Nixon did take exactly the line that Henry mentioned there. He did take the line that, you know, that Henry, of course, he was brilliant and brilliant intellectual and so on, but like all intellectuals, he was, you know, could be unreliable and all that sort of thing. So he could get his point in that way without directly attacking Kissinger. And then Henry, in his case, took the line more of saying, oh yes, Richard Nixon was a wonderful president because he was such a good delegator, and he delegated all the difficult things, of course, to me, you know, so that they were both going for the prize without alienating.
Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.